Learning Masechtas Yumin Daf Samach Amud Beis. The Gemara, in the middle of discussing the Machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya, about Chukah, which says that the Seid is Ma'akev. Rabbi Yehuda says it's only on the Dvarim Manasseh, Big Delavim Lefnim. It's only on the Avedis that are done Lefnayim Lefnim with the Big Delavim. Rabbi Nechemya says all the Big Delavim, even the Big Delavim Yibachutz. And the Gemara discusses the Drashas of Sukkim, the two Miyutim. Rabbi Yehuda holds one of them for Big Day Love and Bechutz, and the other for Big Day Zav and Bechutz. And the Mechami uses one for Big Day Zav and Bechutz, and one to tell you Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. So there's an Arichas in Taisis here about Shirayim being not Ma'akiv, that the Gemara brings down the name of the Rabbi Yechanan said, Toner Ibn Chaymi Kediv Yerayim Shirayim Ma'akvi. The Mechami holds that Shvichas Shirayim Bechutz is Chayiv. That goes because he holds that Shvichas Shirayim is Ma'akev. And that the Gemara discusses because Yechanan said that for character, Nechemi was one old that Shirayim is not Ma'akev. Because he dashes one in the Psukim to tell you Shirayim is not Ma'akev, and the Gemara applies with the Kasha. But Taisus has a whole Arichas about this, because this Gemara is Mashma, that the din of Reb Nechemya, that Yechayiv and Shvichas Shirayim Bechutz, is Vashirayim Pnimim than a Ma'akev. When you have the Chatayis Primiyos, the Par and Sar and Yom Kippurim, the Par Elam Dov Shel Tzibur, the Par Kain of Mashiach with the Zrikas Adon in the Heichal and in the Mizbeach Hazov, and then they do the Shirayim. So then, there's the Machlokes of Shirayim is Ma'akiv, and then the Karbonis, the Chatas, the Eilu, the Arshim, the Shlom that are done B'chutz, there's also a Din of Shirichi Shirayim, and everyone agrees that Shirayim is not Ma'akiv. So this Gemara puts together the din of Shirayim Ma'akev with the din of Shvichas Shirayim Bechutz. That Shvichas Shirayim Bechutz is Chayiv, Vayim is Zvikas Dam, Vayim is an Avodah Bechutz, and Chayiv Karis, but it's Mashma Dafka Shirayim Pnimim than a Ma'akev. And the Gemara in Zvachim in the fourth parak is Mashma Tumat Shirayim Chitzainim. That's Taisus Kashi, is Ma'arech here, is Ma'arech in Zvachim. And it brings up Teretz in the Ridva that Lamaisa, the maskana we say that Shirayim Chitzayim according to Chaim is not Ma'akev, but we say that the pshat, the reason why Rabbi Yechanan says when Chaim goes like the Ma'adiyam, Shirayim is Ma'akev, is because if Shirayim Pinimi is Ma'akev, so then we'll say the Yechayim and Shvichas Shirayim even by Chitzayim. Doesn't explain so well the Svara. But the Yisayda Davar is, if you hold Shirayim is not Ma'akev, say Nechayim and Shvichas Shirayim b'chutz. But if you hold that Shirayim by a Pnimi is Ma'akev, then Yechayim and Shvichas Shirayim Bechutz, even by Shirayim Chitzayim. So the Brisk Rav, which is in the Chedushi Yegvizdei and Zvach, and the Michas of Ram brings it down a little more by Richas here, says, what's the Svar? That the Machlokes, if Shirayim are Ma'akev or not, is Shvichas Shirayim a Zrika, or is it another din? It's a din how you dispose the dam, based on you pour whatever leftover dam on the Yisayishim is Mizbeach, but it's not Azrika. If it's not Ma'akev, so then the Pshash is Bechol on Azrika. If it's not Azrika, so they do, you pour the Shrayim outside the Azara, you're not doing an Aveda B'chutz, it's not Azrika. You're being Mevatel the Mitzvah of Shrikha Shrayim the Yisayit, but you're not doing an Aveda B'chutz. But if Shrikha Shrayim, even Shrikha Shrayim Pnimiyim are Ma'akev, so then that means it's Azrika. It is Azrika. So even Chitzayim are not Ma'akev, but still there's a din that Yechayim Bechutz. Now you find, the Gemara says in Zvachim that even a Chatas that needs four Ma'avtanas on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, only one of them is Ma'akev. The other three are not Ma'akev. But still Yechayim Bechutz on the three Ma'avtanas. Why? Because it's an Aveda called Zrika. If you do the Zrika Bechutz, you learn from the Pasuk, Dam Yishafich, the Zrika Bechutz is Chayiv Karis. So who would then Shvichas Shirayim of Chitzayim, if you're going to say it's a Zrika, Yechayim Bechutz, even if it's not Ma'akev? There's no din that the Avodah Yechayim Bechutz has to be Avodah Ma'akev. But it has to be a Zrika. So the Yisayla Davar is, this is the plan, how to understand Taisus Teretz, that the man the Omer that says it's Shirayim Pnimiyim are Ma'akev, they can only be Ma'akev if they're a Zrika. Once they're a Zrika, so Mestami Nakin Mechalik can say Shirayim Pnimiyim are a Zrika, and Shirayim Chitzayim Manat. There's no reason to say that. Shirayim Pnimi, the din by the Dam Pnimi, every Zrika is Ma'akev. You do 43 Azayis from the parents of Yom Kippurim, and they're all Ma'akev. You do 11 Azayis from the parallel davar shetzibu to parakayim mishayech, they're all ma'akev. So who would then the shvichas shrayim if it's a zrika? It's ma'akev. If it's not ma'akev, then it's not a zrika. Nafkamina, even the shrayim chitzaniyim, if you hold it to zrika, because you see the shrayim pimiyo ma'akev, so then, yechayim v'chutz, even by chitzaniyim, which is not ma'akev. But if you hold it's not ma'akev, so kundas is not a zrika, it's not a zrika, you're not chayim. That's a brisku of zvart. He brings three makaris and rishayim to this svarim. Rashi and Zvachim, Nafkuf Yeralov says about pimiyim that the reason why it's ma'akev, it goes, kol matnei seyem ma'akevais. All the matnei's dam are ma'akev, so that's why the shvicha shayim is ma'akev. So you see, he's calling it a matana. More clear in the Teiris Kainim, where the Teiris Kainim brings down the machlokes, if that's brought down over here, if shayim pnimiyim are ma'akev or not. So there's the Rash Mishans, and the Teiris Kainim says, Rabbi Kiva sava loy ma'akev el matana shen kapara av shayim loy. The reason why it's makvish is called the matana, meaning it's called the zrika. The Ravid also says, a man shirayim nami matana mikri. It's a little more clear in Rashi in the Mishnah, on Zvachim Nafkuf Yudam Beveis, that Rav Nechemi says, shiori adam shakriv mechutz kayim. That's Rav Nechemi that shvicha shutz kayim. Rashi like this. Tiksav shirayim me'akvim, hilchach meskabam befnim, uzrika gemurahim. That's his lashon. Therefore, it's miskam of him, and it's a zrika gemura. In other words, the site isn't that it's makiv. The site is that it's a zrika. With zrika gemura, it's a zrika. So, v'meila, that's why you're chayim. That's a shtickle from the brisker up. Now, the Minchas Avraham brings Yishalmi and says a shtickle from Reb Beryl on this line. Yishalmi here has four shaylas about shvicha shirayim leman yom and that's makiv. This is what the Yishalmi says. Rebun bar chiyah boi, command yom ha-shirayim ma'akvin, mekayman ma'akiv, noisnam b'layla, shoych aleim b'tchila, chavrayah boi mechashav lohin. That's the law of the Yishalmi. Chiyah boi is a shayla. The man yom ha-shirayim is ma'akiv. Are the mokah ma'akiv? Could you do it by night? Could you shecht on them b'tchila? And what's the din? Could you be mechashav on them? So Reb Beryl was masked, but there's one shayla, which all these four tell you, whether Shirayim is a Zrik or not. And as we said before, as we're saying it in Taizak upon him, and we brought, you know, the Rashmi Shans, the Ravid, Rashi and Zvachim, that what's the Shail of Shirayim on Akav or not? The Shail is a Zrika, if it's a Zrika. So all Zrikas are Ma'akav, it's not a Zrika, so it's not Ma'akav. But that means you could say a different Pshat. You could say a Pshat, even if it's not a Zrika, it's Ma'akav. So that's what's mashed from our Gemara. Our Gemara that brings down the drash of Achila Mekabres HaKadosh and Kippur Kila V'Loi Kippur Loi Kila Divrei Rabbi Kiva. So he's saying I'm Kippur. And Shirayim is not Kippur. That's what Gemara says. Shirayim Akva Ika Benai. Because Rabbi Kiva says I'm Kippur Kila Mekippur Loi Kila. Right? So Mela has to be, if it's Kippur, you did all the Kapparis, then you finished. V'Loi Kippur, you didn't do all the Kapparis, then you didn't finish. But that's not Shirayim. Because Shirayim is only the Ikar Matanis, Rashi says. And what is the other man the Omer says? Yehuda says, no. Im kila keeper, im like kila keeper. Kila means everything, even if it's not the ikka matanes. So that sounds like they're both masculine that Shirayim is not really a zrika. But the Shaul had to read the pasuk. Is it v'kila mechaper, meaning if you do all the kaparis, then you finish, and kaparis mean the ikka zrika, which is not Shirayim? Or does it mean v'kila mechaper means if you finish, then you're mechaper. If you finish everything, even if it's not the ikka kaparis. So it sounds like the Shirayim, according to everyone, is not the Ikka Kapara, it's not really Zrika, but it's still Ma'akev because you learn that from the Pasuk, the Chil and Mekapa, you have to finish everything, even if it's not a Kapara. So that sounds a little bit like, even if you're Shirayim Ma'akev, it's not a Zrika. So this is the Shaila. All these Shailas of the Yishalmi, one Shaila is it a Zrika, and that's why it's Ma'akev, but it's not a Zrika, it's Ma'akev anyway. So the first Shaila of the Yishalmi was Mekayman Ma'akev. What does Mekayman Ma'akev mean? We know that the Shirayim Pnimim have to be put on the Yisayid Meravi of the Mzmeach HaChitzayim. We said over from the risk of Shan and Taisis and Zvachim that L'kvayi Le'makam is a Kviyas Makam. It has to be Dafka on the Ma'ariv V'nai Yetzah on the Dremi. Now there's a din in Mesech Zvachim Dafka Vavim Adeis. If you do a Zrika in the wrong place, Kevin Shigi Adam L'Mzmeach Mechaper. Now by a Zrika, Shalayim Kaim Ekim Kaim Adami. If let's say the Zrika is supposed to be in one place and it's in the wrong place, we say, Kevin Shigir Dam Lemizbech Mechaper. So let's say you do the Shvicha Shirayim on the Yisayid Raimi instead of the Yisayid Meravi. So if it's a Zrika, so then it will chal the din of Shleim Kaimikim Kaimidami. So it could be Mechaper even in a different place. But if it's not a Shrika B'chlal, it's a Din Shrika Shrayim, and it's still Ma'akiv, so then you don't have any good reason to say it's it works even if it's out of place. You're going to have to do the Shrika Shrayim again, because Me'echet Eis should work in a different place, the Torah is Kaveh in this place. But Shrika is a klal. When the Torah is Kaveh in place, and you did the Shrika in a different place, so we say, Shleim Kaveh Kaveh Dami, but in the end it's Mechaper. But if it's not a Shrika, you don't have that klal. So that explains the first shayla of the Yishalmi, if Mekayman Ma'akev. The second shayla of the Yishalmi is, could you do it by night? What's that shayla? There's a Gemara in Zvachim, that I'm involved in the days. The Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, the Gimel Matanis of the Chatas have a din like the first Matana B'negei Laila. It says they get a few dinim. One of them is B'negei Laila. B'negei Laila, the Gimel Matanis of the Chatas have a din like the first Matana. Just like the first Matana is possible by night, the Gimel Matanis is also possible by night. So that sounds like that the Shvich Hashraim is not possible by night. Gemara makes the din that the Gimel Matanis have the same din as the first Matana, but it sounds like that the Shvich Hashraim is not possible by night. But they have a din like the first one, not like Shvich Hashraim. They got a certain dinim that like Shvich Hashraim, the Gemara says, like a certain dinim that have a din like the first Matana. Laila, they have a din like the first Matana. That would sound like Shvich Hashraim works by night. So Rashi brings down the din of Dam Nifsel B'Shkiya Sachama. The reason why you can't do Zvika by night is because it's a Halacha Dam Nifsel B'Shkiya Sachama. So the Brisker Rav explains, if you're going to say Stam Dam Nifsel B'Shkiya Sachama, it's a Psalm the Etzem Dam, so that would apply to Shvich Hashraim as well. Now the Pshat is that Dam Nifsel B'Shkiya Sachama is a din in the Zvika. Dam is Nifsel for Zvika B'Shkiya Sachama. So the three Matanis, even though they're not Ma'akev, have a shame Zvika, and the male, they're possible Laila. But Shvich Hashraim doesn't have a shem Shvika, so it's kasher by night. Now the Mechaz Aram points out that L'chay, anyway, you can't really do it by night by Yom Kippur, because it's already after Yom Kippur. If it's part of the Avedis Yom Kippur, never mind there's a din Yom as opposed to Laila, but there's a din of a Yom Batal Karbanai. He says, Mestamad Yishalmi means the Shvich Hashraim of other Karbanas, not the Karbanas Yom Kippur, but other Karbanas Pneumim, like the Palm Devish Shal Sibu Parakai Mashiach. But the point is that even if Shirayim on Ma'akiv, but if it's a Zrika, so a Zrika has to be done by day. If it's not a Zrika, so even a Shrayim and Ma'akiv, you could do it by night. It's Ma'akiv. But it's not an Avayda B'chlal, you could do it by night. Now it's interesting, according to the Mount Yom, Shrayim Ein Ma'akvim, like we said, the Gemara is Mashma, they could do it by night. Because the Gemara makes this thing, that the three Matanah Shebechatas have a din, like the Matanah Rishayna, B'nigeya Laila, and not like Shirayim. The Gemara is pretty meduyik that Shirayim don't have a psul laila. The Lakut Elachas from the Chavetz Chaim, the Eilish Shleimai, and the Brisker Rav, they all understand from this Gemara that that Shvich Shirayim is not possible by night. And the Mikdash David is also away. But it's interesting, the Chazinish in the Lakutim on Zvachim Siman Aleph at the end, and holds that no, that even Shvich Hashraim can't do by night. He says he's machlik in the Gemara. The Karen Ara also says that over there. The Mechaskinich names it on. The Stipler in Zvachim Simchav Tetz, he says, this Yishalmi is the first Shirayim, that if you hold Shirayim Einam Akvim, you could do it by night. The Yishalmi has a Shaila, Lamandiyam is Shirayim Akvim, if it's by night, that sounds like, according to Mandam Eim Akvim, it's partially this Baal Belayla. Now the Vart is like this. If you name on that way, he's very good to Yishalmi. If it's Eina Ma'akvim, so it's not a Zrika. If it's not a Zrika, you do it by night. If it's Ma'akvim, those are the two tzadim. Is it a Zrika? Or is it not a Zrika? So it's the gate to Shleim Kaiman. If it's a Zrika, you say Shleim Kaiman, Kaiman Dami, not if it's not. It's the gate the other way also by night. If it's a Zrika, you can't do it by night. If it's not a Zrika, you can do it by night. And then the Yishalmi has another Shaila, if you Sheikhan Aleim Betchila. What does it mean? The Chayim means like this. Let's say Shraim Ma'akvim, and the Dam was Nishbach before you got to do the Shirayim. So Pashas, it means, do you say good? So we'll shecht another parish just for the Shirayim. Which you can explain. If it's a Zrika, so you could do that Zrika with the fourth parish or fifth parish, whatever it is. You did it, the Dam was Nizrak. You can bring another parish for the Shvich HaShirayim, just for the Shvich HaShirayim. If it's Ma'akiv, it's not Ma'akiv, it's not Negev. If it's Ma'akiv, she shecht another parish. Just like when it's Nishbach Adam after the Matanis Lefnai Lefnim, you shecht another parish for the Heichel. If it's Nishbach Adam after the Heichel, you check the other parish for the Mizbech HaPrimi. So if it's Nishbach Adam after the Pnimi, you can check another parish for the Shvich HaShraim. But if it's not a Zrika and it's still Ma'akiv, so it's not a Avodah of Zrika. It's a din that you need Shvich HaShraim. So So where's the zrika for this carbon? Every carbon needs a zrika. So you can't just shech the carbon and do shvichas shrayim. It's bechal not a zrika. If it's a zrika, so that's a din by Pari Yom Kippurim, that even though all the zrikas are ma'akev, but you can have for each, you can have a separate para for each kapara. So shvichas shrayim also might be able to have a separate para. But that's if it's a zrika. If it's not a zrika bechal, so you wouldn't be able to start with shvichas shrayim. You need a zrika. You'll have to start from the Matanis and the Mizbeach Pnimi, otherwise the Bechlau wouldn't be shaykh to do Shvicha Shirai. But that would mean that the Yishalmi holds that there is a tzadok upon him that you could shaykh the carbon just for the Shvicha Shirai. The Bavli, in Zvakam Daf Nemezim Mevei, says, Amar Abishuah Menlevi, the Divra Amir Shirai Ma'akvin, Mevi Parechon Amasko B'tchila B'fnim. So the Bavli is saying that if you hold Shirai Ma'akvin, you can't just make a parah just for the Shvicha Shirai. You'd have to bring a parah and start with the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So it sounds like the Bavli was Pshitulei that he can't be Shech to Betchila, and the Yishalmi has a Suffolk. As El Lechaya, you would learn. But the Midrash of Ram says, now the Emerson, you could say they don't argue. Because Rashi says that the reason why the Bavli says that you have to start Bifnim is because it's not Shirayim Bechlal. If there was no Zrika, it's not Shirayim. You'd have to start from the Mizbeach in order for it to be Shirayim. And the Shita Mekavetzah says that in order to make it Shirayim, you could just make one Matana. So interesting. In other words, Be'etzim, you really would be able to start from the Shvicha Shirayim. The problem is Shvicha Shirayim has to be from Shirayim. So you need a Zvika just to make it into Shirayim. So maybe that's a pshat. Everyone's masking, like the Bavli says, if Shulman Levi says, you can't just start from the Shirayim. It's not Shirayim Bechlal. But the Shal says, is that the only reason why you can't start from the Shirayim? But really, the Shvicha Shirayim is a Zrika. So, male, if you have a Shvicha Shirayim, have a Zrika on the carpet. Not us, but they're not Shirayim. So you'll need one Zrika before, like the Shita says, one Zrika before, and now they're Shirayim, and now you can do the Shvicha Shirayim. That's on the side the Shvicha Shirayim is a Zrika. On the side the Shvicha Shirayim is not a Zrika, though. So it's not good enough just to make it a Shem Shirayim. You need a Zrika. A Zrika would have to be all the Matanes on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Otherwise, not a Zrika B'chlal. So that would be the Tutzdadim of the Yishalmi. Again, the Tutzdadim is if Shvicha Shirayim is a Zrika or not. According to the Tzad that's a Zrika, even if you'd have to start B'fnim, you don't need one Zrika B'fnim. On the Tzad that it's not a Zrika, then you need a full Zrika B'fnim. And then the fourth Shail also is if Machshav is, it works. What's the pshat? That during the Aveda, by the Shkita, Kabbalah, Loch, and Zrika, if you have a Machshav of Chutz Zman, Chutz Zman, Chutz Zman, so it passes the carbon. So what about the Shvicha Shirayim? Same Shaila. If you hold Shvicha Shirayim as Ma'akiv, if you say that it's not a Zrika, it's not a Shvicha Shirayim, it's still Ma'akiv, so it's not a Zrika. Even if it's Ma'akiv, you wouldn't be able to have a Din Machshav there. But if you hold, then it's a Zrika, so then, on every Zrika, you have Machshav, so Machshav would be able to pass through the carbon. That's what the Mizrach Rambam learns, the four shalos of Yishalmi, Shalayim Kaimai, Laila, if you can be Shaykh at the Pai B'tchila, and if you can have Machshava, they're all one shalos. If it's a Zrika, so Shalayim Kaimai Kim Kaimai Dami, a Zrika cannot be done by Laila, a Zrika then you could make a Paris just for the Zrika, or like he said, maybe you'll need one Zrika with them to give it a Shem Shirayim, but you don't need a full Zrika, and Machshava would work. But if it's not a Zrika, so then you don't say Shalem Kaim Mekam Kaim Medami, you wouldn't be able to do it, you would be able to do it by night, you would not be able to make a Shechita B'Tchila after a full Zrika before, and Machshava wouldn't work. And now let's go to Levite, just a few hours on the next Gemara, and the Gemara brings Rabbi Chanina, Keteir Shechaf Nekainim Shechitasa Shopar, Layasav Layklum. That if let's say you do the Chafina, you're supposed to do the Chafina after the Shechita Separ, and you do the Chafina before the Shechita Separ, so the state is ma'akev, the chafina doesn't work, and you have to do it again after the shkita separ. So Gemara says, command the lake, Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a kiksiv, a chukam, a dvar, a manasseh, a migdilav, a mifnim, a ksiva. It doesn't go like Rabbi Yehuda, because chafina is not done mifnim, chafina is done in the azara. So why would it be ma'akev? The shkita separ also is not done mifnim. So neither of them are done mifnim. It sounds like Gozak and Nechemia, that even big delavim mechutz is ma'akev, because according to Yehuda, that you need big delavim mifnim, it's not mifnim. So Gemara says, "Afilu teim Rabbi Yehuda, tzarech pnim kepnim dami." Since the chafina is done, let's tzarech the aktara mifnim, And lechor hu din the shkita sabayr is done with tzarech the zrika b'fnim. So they have a din of avodas pnim. So Gemara asks the kasha from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says the matzligam atarish b'fnim nishmech adam yavi dam acher. You have the shkita sabayr, and before the azayis pnim were done, it was nishmech. So you have to bring another par. V'misa and felakav chanina yaksa v'yachma mibayalei. So you'd have to do another chafina. Because if you bring another, do another shkita, it's after the chafina. You'll have to do another chafina. So Rashi Bakhtarius like Kamari. And Echanami, you would have to do another chafina. Bakhtarius like Kamari. So Rashi says, Vaikvan nikta katarius, was that shaykhid par? That was the kasha of the Gemara, was already nikta the katarius. And Bakhtarius like Kamari, Rashi's mi'u vali tzarech lahakter katarius acharis achar shkita's parzeh. And Mekveg asked the kasha, he lives at tzarechian. So why is it shrein of Chanina? Reb Chanina was mechadish that the chafina has to be done after the shkita sabar. But that lekuli alma, the haktaris haktaris, that mamish you're doing lefnayu lefnim. So that's not going to avoid this pnim. So if you're learning the Mishnah that you just do a shkita sabar without haktaris, so it's not only shrein of Chanina, it's shrein stamazai. The haktaris is definitely lefnayu lefnim. You don't need Reb Chanina's chiddush. That tzarek pnim is kipnim dami. It's mamish pnim that's ma'akiv. So he says, the emesis, we spoke about this a few times, it's a machlekes rishainim, l'maskana segamar and daf mem. If the yisayda davar is that both avaydis have to be lefnaya lefnim in order to ma'akiv, or one avayda. If one avayda is lefnaya lefnim, if you mixed up the seder of two avaydis, one of them is an avaydis pnim, one's an avaydis chutz, is that ma'akiv? Or only when both are avaydis pnim? So if you hold like the rishainim, that's only ma'akev of both of the avodas pnim, so then it's good. Because the shkita sapar is an avodas chutz. So it wouldn't be ma'akev if you have the k'tiris before the shkita sapar. Because the shkita sapar is an avodas chutz. But if you all like the rishainim, that both of them, that as long as one of them is an avodas pnim, it's ma'akev. So why is it only Reb Chanina that said that tzarek pnim kipnim dami? Even without it, if you hold, you need both of them. So then, after Reb Chanina, Shkita's Par is also an Avodas Pnim. So now we have two Avodas Pnim, the Shkita's Par and the Ketores. Without Reb Chanina, the Shkita's Par would be called an Avodas Chutz, so to say there wouldn't be Ma'akev. Mashaykin, if you hold like the Rishainim, that both of them, that even if one of them is an Avodas Pnim, it's Ma'akev, so the Ketores is definitely Avodas Pnim. Then the Taisi Rush asked the Kasha already, and the Taisi Rush is saying, Echanami, who would then? Ashtikal Dachak in the Gemara, but who would then? The Gemara's Kasha's Kafina. You could have said, Ul Tameich. Anyway, it doesn't say the Ktairis. The Ktairis is definitely Avedis Panim. The Rishainim also speak out, the Taisi Rush, and the Taisi Shanim, and the Ritva, that the Gemara says, if there's Nishmach Adam, so then you have to do the Ktairis over again. You have to do the Kafina, and the Ktairis, the when you shaft another par, you have to, after the shkita sapar, do the chafina and the aktaris before the zrika. But the problem is like this. The Gemara says if it was nishbach after the zrika slifnayim lifnim, then you get another par. So what do you do then? If you're going to get another chafina, so how would the first par work? The Gemara is smashed, the Mishnah is clear, that if you finish the zrika slifnayim lifnim and then it was nishbach adam, so the zrika slifnayim don't have to be done over. So you have to do another shkita sapar and do the heichel. Now that shkita sapar, the problem is after the k'teris. So you're going to have to do the k'teris again. If you're going to do the k'teris again, so kum dais, the zrikas of nail of nim was before the k'teris. That also should be an ikuv. So you're going to have to do zrikas of nail of nim again. So what does it mean that you start again by the heichel? So all the rishanim, the tais rishanim, the tais rashi, the tva, they all say that if you didn't have any zrikas done by the par, so then, the par wasn't chal. There was no par. So, you're making a new par, but the other par was pasul lagamri. They had no, you didn't get any zrikas out of that par. So you're making a shkit of a new par. So kum dais, the chafina that you did was before the shkit of the par. But if, let's say you already yaitzed the zrikas of lefnayel lefnim, so kum dais, the shkit that you did before the chafina, you were yaitzed with that par. You just have to bring another par to do the shkitas of the heichel. So that's not a problem. As long as the shkita of a par that you were yaitzu with was done before the chafina and the akhtara, so that's not called shalaika seder. So you have a shkita sapar, you have chafina akhtara, and then you have the zrikas lefnayim lefnim, so yaitzu. Now you're doing another shkita sapar. It's not called that this shkita sapar is after the akhtaris, because you have the first shkita sapar before the akhtaris, so now it's not considered a chsar and seder. That's a teretz of the Rishayim.
Ah!